Zoomer Hits and Breakfast Radio with Neil, Sam, and Jane on a day when we are very excited to celebrate the ever-so-fancy lives of our friends Sam and Jane, who spent some quality time earlier this week at a theater production.
We did. We were at theater.
And then brought their fancy friends into the studio with them.
Very fancy.
Yes, the stars of the show, in fact.
Yes, stars of Next to Normal. We're going to get the pronunciations right here. For all of you who say it's Louise Petrie, it's not. It's Louise Petra.
Yay.
And it's my and I'm going to say Joe Nisho. Yes?
Welcome. Yeah.
What okay, we got that right. Thanks for coming. So up next on the show.
No, up all the time.
So my friend Sam and Jane came back from having seen the... I have a nine-month-old, so I don't do anything after dark. They came back from having seen the show the other night, and they said Jane's description was this was very intense, and Sam's description was that it was very powerful. Are those words you're hearing a lot about this show?
We haven't... heard a lot because we've only really done three performances, actually. But already, yes, we feel it. We feel it. I mean, it's tangible to feel the audience go from, oh, that's fun, that opening number. Yay, ha, ha, ha. Because there is a lot of humor through the show, which is very smart. But then you feel the audience go, oh, oh. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, this is what it's about. Mm-hmm, and it's an amazing thing. And then they are relieved to laugh again and again as this very strong human, story is unfolding. So yes, we're actually feeling it.
That's
and now we're hearing it,
you know. In a musical or a comedy, you get that immediate reaction of the applause and the big laughs. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking that. I wonder if you can feel that we're enjoying it even though we're quiet.
Sure.
Yeah. I always like to think that I was just telling the company that in a piece like this, it's almost like the journey... If everyone is along with you in the journey, mm-hmm. then there's actually no time for applause. If they're in it with you, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't that the case a couple of nights ago.
Yes.
And there was a moment when I actually felt, should we be plotting more? Like, should we have clapped after that last song?
That's the absolute right feeling. That's when I know that you're in there with me.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Yeah, so no, if you're looking for high kicks and feather boas, this is not the show for you. But if you want a meaningful story that, in fact, is not a new story, the whole issue of mental health is very prominent. But in fact, Next to Normal had its first real accolades back in 2010 with a Pulitzer nod because of the material in the show and daring not to be high kicks and feather boas, right?
It does not stray just to be fun and funny for a minute. No, it is so, it does it with integrity. Mm-hmm. It's clever, but not just for the sake of being clever. It is so well written. Well, the Pulitzer is, you know, proof of that. Mm-hmm. But it treats it in such a human way. And like you would in real life, when you're facing something horrific, you don't just cry all the time. You talk and then you laugh because it's ludicrous, because it's impossible, because it's frustrating. Mm-hmm. And then you cry and then you argue and then you love each other and... it's all that, and it's all done in such good balance.
Two things resonated for me when I was watching. Things that I guess we know, but that really hit home. There's no cure for chronic depression. You just have to deal with it. And unless you deal with traumatic life experiences, they will crop up in your life at some point.
Mm-hmm. But I think the important message, if any, is that even in the telling of it, In a medium such as theater, it's a way for us to connect with one another, because there's comfort in knowing that you're not alone in your aloneness, mm-hmm. so to speak. So if there's no absolute cure, but there's just this like level of human comfort in knowing that it's a shared experience as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
So for something as powerful like this, I'm curious. I'm going to go back to a well that we fished out of a minute ago. As a performer, because if you are, for example, if you're in a band, you know you're hitting all your notes when the crowd is up dancing. If you're doing a comedy, you know that you're pulling it off on stage when the crowd is laughing. If you're doing something this intense, and you're talking about, you know, the audience identifying with the crying. As an actor, do you look out on the stage, from the stage into the crowd, and if there are people in the audience that are crying, is that one of those where you go,
no,
we nailed it?
No.
No?
There's no such thing. For me, anyway, in doing this for, like, the last 27 years, I think the one thing that I learned is that it's such a privilege to do what I do, and it's because I get to connect with people on a human level. That's what I'm there for. I've never really been here to perform. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys felt that. It's really to make that human connection, because that is, after all, what we're here
and it's
for.
About being as truthful as possible, mm-hmm, whatever their reaction is, as long as you are being real and truthful, mm-hmm, then whatever they're, and people react differently, and group dynamics are bizarre. So no, that's why we can do the show over and over again. The reaction is never quite the same. Mm-hmm. And you can't gauge necessarily from the stage what everyone is feeling out there.
Well,
so
because you don't know what everybody's feeling.
Of course not.
Brings their own story,
yeah,
to the theater, right?
Exactly.
So I mean,
that.
My background is different than my friend's background is different than Jane's son would interpret,
right,
than Jane. So we, mm-hmm, all have our own personal, yeah, journeys that we bring with us. Can you tell us about the run? It's relatively short. Mm-hmm. So how long is the show in town for?
Right now we are running till May 19th.
Right.
And then we'll see how it goes. There's a possibility to extend if people clamor.
Yes. And can I just ask Louise a question about how you are so buff? I was sitting in the audience looking at you thinking, you just look fantastic. You must be at the gym all day long, every day.
No, not all day long, but I've been working out forever.
Yeah. It's nice because you
and
look
I'm so tired
fit.
Of it. Can I stop now? I've been doing it long enough. Can I just reap the benefits now?
Yeah, right.
But no, I'm still doing my knuckle push-ups.
Yeah,
every workout
that
you
that sleeveless dress, you keep on wearing it.
The show for days.
The show is at the CAA Theater, as you heard, till May the 19th. Ticket details are at mervish.com. Thank you both for making time.
You're welcome. Come and see it.